कैमरा जरा ठीक करना, कैमरा जरा। الحمد لله. اوكي ام سوري. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. So we are studying Surah Al-Baqarah. The section that we'll be studying today is section number 37. And you remember that we are talking about infaq fi sabilillah, spending in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So charity is emphasized very much. And the verses that we discussed last week were verses 261 to 266. And today we shall discuss verses 267 to 274. So 8 verses, and altogether there are 14 verses. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us emphasizing that charity is very important. They should spend in the cause of Allah. And then also mentions that there are certain rules and certain manners, adab, for giving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first thing that was mentioned in our study of last week, that when you give in the path of Allah, you receive much more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward. It's like putting a grain in the ground, and the grain sprouts and multiplies into 700 grains. So this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives you, and Allah actually multiplies, it gives much more than that. It may give you more than that, depending on the way you spend it and the cause for which you spend it. So that's one thing. One thing, the blessings of charity. And the second was mentioned that when you give charity, do not do man and aza. Man is that you do not remind the person or the institution to which you give the charity of your favor. Don't remind them that I did this and I did this and I did this, all this kind of showing your sending your reminders about that. So that's to be avoided. And second thing that was mentioned, do not insult those to whom you give. So by saying that useless people, they don't do anything, and they come on all the time asking and begging, all of this kind of various ways people try to insult. Insult and injury, both the meaning of the word aza is, that is emotional insult as well as physical injury. So these things should not be done, not pushing the people away. The Quran uses the word that أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. Have you seen the person who denies the religion or denies the judgment day, the one who pushes away the orphan? So that is the injury. That is insult. So do not spend your money, and by that, after that, you send your reminders and as well as insult the others. Then also was mentioned that do not show off. That is also for the sake of publicity, so that people will say that how generous that person is. I mean, people might say it, but that should not be your intention. That should not be the purpose of giving. And it was mentioned that it should be with the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, iman in Allah and iman bil yawm al-akhir, that because you are giving it because you believe in Allah. You are giving it because you believe in the day of judgment and you expect the reward, inshallah, on the day of judgment. And also, now we come to other points, and there are actually 6 points that are mentioned here. First of all, give good things in your charity. Second thing is shaitan, that one who threatens the people of poverty. When they give, the shaitan tells that why you are giving it, you are losing your money, and also tell them to spend in the wrong places. And that you can give openly as well, but also it is better to give in your charity in a discreet manner, confidentially, so that you protect the honor and the dignity of the person to whom you give. And you can give charity to everyone, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. So you can give that. Zakat has a specific rules, but other charities can be given to any cause. And also find out the needy. That is, it's not that you wait the needy to come to you, but you yourself go out of your way and find out who are the needy people. And finally, number 10 point that is mentioned here is that giving should become your habit. Giving become the way of life of a believer. So these are some beautiful points that are mentioned here. So let's study the point that is give something good in charity. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه فضلا والله واسع عليم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, O you who believe, spend of the good things which you have earned, and of that which we have brought forth for you from the earth. And seek not the bad to spend of it, while you yourself would not take it without shutting your eyes to it. And know that Allah is self-sufficient, praised. Satan threatens you with poverty and commands you to do shameful deeds, and Allah promises you forgiveness from him and bounty. And Allah is all-encompassing aware. He grants wisdom to whomsoever he will, and whosoever is granted wisdom has been granted much good, yet none remembers except those with intellect. So, O you who believe, the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give fi sabilillah, but when you give good things, from your earning, from your business, from your trade. So, mimma kasabtum, ma kasabtum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to give, does not ask you to give everything, ask you min tayyibati ma kasabtum, from the good thing that you have. And also, wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ardh, and also the produce of the earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one makes you to have it. And he is the one who gives you. So Allah says, what we produce for you, what we brought out for you from the earth, that means the fruits, the grain, and all of these things. So give it from the produce of the earth, as well as from your business and your trade. So tayyibati ma kasabtum, but whatever you give, it should be good. That means something acceptable, something not like rotten, something bad, something totally useless. And don't find that. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ. And don't aim to find the bad things to spend. And seek not the bad to spend of it, while you yourself would not take it without shutting your eyes. I mean, imagine yourself. So somebody gives you that, will you take it? Unless your eyes are closed and you don't see. But if you are seeing and somebody brings you that, what are you going to say? And then you take that thing and try to give it to a poor person. You have to be conscious of that. So when you give useful things, not junk, not something that you throw away and say, okay, instead of throwing away, I'll take it and give it to the poor people. If it is a junkyard, that will be a different case. But if it is not a junkyard, if it is something where the good things are given, then you have to give it. Give it in the right thing. That you, I mean, the criteria is that what is that with which you yourself can accept it, which you yourself can use it. So it is not that I'm going to throw away anyway, so let me do it as a charity. That should not be the way. طيبات, طيب is something that is good and nice. إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is good, and Allah does not accept good. Allah does not take except that which is good. So good things to be given, for whether it is zakat or whether it is the general sadaqat, the general charity, volunteer charity, whatever, but try to find something nice and give it in an honorable, respectful manner. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And also the produce of the earth, fruits and grains and whatever vegetables that you give also not the rotten one, not the bad one. It is mentioned that the people of the Suffa, there was an area in the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ which was designated for the people who would come and spend their time there learning their deen from the Prophet ﷺ. So they memorized the Quran, they learned the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah ﷺ used to teach them. So this was like first school. And people sometimes spend day and night there learning. Many Sahaba used to be there, and some people used to bring. So somebody bring a branch of the dates. When the season of date comes, the dates are ripe, then somebody take a branch and will hang it somewhere at the masjid. And those who would need, they would come and take some dates and eat and drink water. And that's how they used to live. Now, some people started bringing the bunches that were, they were not able to sell. That were rotten, or they were not with good category of dates, but bad category of dates. And they would hang them at that area. So that time that this reminder came, that is أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض. Whatever we have produced for you from the earth, that it has to be good. ولا تيمم الخبيث. And the point has been emphasized here in a different way. The positivist, أنفقوا طيبات, give the good, and that's it. Do not give the خبيث. خبيث is the bad, the opposite of طيب. Rotten, useless, something that you are not going to take it. وَلَسْتُمْ بِأَخَذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. You will not take it unless you are shutting your eyes. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And know that Allah is rich, Allah is sufficient, self-sufficient, and Allah is praiseworthy. So, أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. غَنِي is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, does not need anything. Allah has enough, and Allah can give to everybody. But Allah wants you to do that. so that you show your thankfulness to Allah. So don't think that Allah depends on you. Don't think that if you don't give, then Allah will become poor. Na'udhu billah. Inna Allah ghani. Allah has everything, but Allah is checking and testing you. Say how you spend it and how you give. And Hamid, he's praiseworthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full of praise. He does not depend on your praise. So he does not depend on your money. He does not depend on your praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient unto himself and praiseworthy unto himself. And also because Allah is praiseworthy, so don't give something that is third class, something that is bad in the name of Allah. It's praiseworthy, so praiseworthy things should be given to in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, Shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha, wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu fadla, wallahu wasi'un alim. Satan threatens you with poverty. So when you want to spend something in the cause of Allah, when you give charity in the cause of Allah, you will have all kind of ideas that come to your mind. You will have less now. You might not have it for yourself, for your family. So what are you going to do for your family? What are you going to do there? So you will become poor. So Satan threatens you with that poverty. That is, and then وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. And on the other hand, Shaitan commands you to do something shameful. That means some people, when it comes to charity, they have all kind of fears. I will have, I will not have, I don't have enough, and what is going to happen to me later? What I will have for my family, for my future? So that's one thing. But when it comes to spending on parties, on show off, on expenditure that is totally useless, unnecessary, and sometimes even sinful, they have a lot of money for that. They spend for that. So Satan tells you to do that, that do not give for a good cause and frightens you with poverty. On the other hand, when it comes to something sinful, something wrong, he encourages you to do that. The same people sometimes, they are hesitant to give for good causes, but they are not hesitant to spend on wrong causes, on luxuries or on show off or on unnecessary things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you that He will give you forgiveness and He will give you more. So maghfirah and fatl, both of them will come when you give in the cause of Allah. Allah forgive your sins and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. Wallahu wasi'un alim, as was mentioned before, that one grain produces 700 grains. So in a similar way, fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come from giving the sadaqah of the good things for the cause of Allah. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah is wasi', that means Allah has plenty. He is all encompassing. Everything in the world belong to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are not limited. And He knows everything. Everything is under His knowledge. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. He grants wisdom to whomsoever He will. And whosoever is granted wisdom has been granted much good. Yet none remembers except those with intellect. So understanding things in this way, this perspective, this is the perspective of wisdom. Wisdom is that you understand things as they are and do what is you're supposed to do. فِعْلُ مَا يَنْبَغِي كَمَا يَنْبَغِي. That is hikmah. A hakim person sees the reality, sees the good things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to understand things in this way, that where should I spend and how should I spend, what is the right cause and how it should be given, all of this is the way of wisdom. And Allah gives this wisdom whomsoever He wills. And this is a great good to have this perspective, this understanding, this way of dealing with things. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And only the people of wisdom will understand that. Only the people of the people of intellect, the people who are given understanding, they are the one who get the wisdom and they are the one who learn from that. So illa ulul albab, the people who have something that in their brain, in their mind, that make them understand the reality. Otherwise, a lot of people have, but they don't understand that. So ulul albab are the people who really understand things as they are. And that is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hikmah gives, comes as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom, understanding. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ نَفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُمْ مِنْ نَذَرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعم ما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And whatever is sum you spend and or vow as pledge, truly Allah knows it. And for the wrongdoer, there shall be no helpers. If you disclose the acts of charity, that is well. But if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you. And will acquit you from some of your evil deeds. And Allah is aware of all that you do. You are not tasked with their guidance, O Messenger, but Allah guides whomsoever He will. Whatever good you spend, it is for yourself. When you spend only for the sake, for seeking the face of Allah, whatever good you spend shall be paid to you in full, and you shall not be wronged. So some other beautiful points are mentioned here. He says that whatever you spend, ma anfaqtum min nafaqa, anything that you spend, any expenditure that you make, any sum that you give, and also whatever vows you make, that means you promise and you make a pledge, that if something happens, then I'm going to give this. So nadr is okay, as long as it is for something halal, something permissible, although you are not required to do that. You don't say that, oh Allah, if you do this for me, then I will do it for your sake. This kind of thing is not encouraged, but it is not haram. That means you pledge and you say, that if something happens, if I pass my exam, if I get a job, if my child is become healthy, or somebody get married, my daughter get married, my son get married, all of these things, people say, then I'm going to give this much money for the masjid. I'm going to give this much money, or I'll do this, or I'll fast so many days. You do that. So this is called nazr. And nadr only should be for Allah. Sometimes people make nadr for in the name of some saint, in the name of some sheikh or some peer, or sometimes people say, I'm going to make nadr, go and put a chadar on the grave, something like that, or take flower to some place, some grave. Those are haram. So nadr should not be for haram things, and nadr should not be given to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the name of somebody other than Allah. So nadr only for the sake of Allah, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if somebody makes a halal nadr, then he must fulfill it. If you say, I'm going to fast 3 days after I pass my exam or get my job, something like that, or get healthy, and then you should fulfill that. Then you should not ignore it. So whatever you promise to give and whatever you promise to pledge, whatever you pledge, Allah knows it. So So don't be negligent in this matter. That is, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Allah knows that. And it doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want or do whatever you want, and Allah is not aware of that. Allah SWT knows everything. And those who do wrong, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Zalimeen here are those who do wrong to their own selves. So zulm is different kind of zulm. One zulm is that you do injustice to others, and one zulm, the other zulm is that you do injustice to your own selves. Doing injustice to your own self means that you are not understanding how you should behave towards your wealth, towards your money, and in what ways you should spend it. So those who are wrongdoers, and wrongdoers to their own selves, but they are not going to find any helpers on the day of judgment, because they did not understand in the right way. So spending, giving, and making pledge, making another, all of this should be for the sake of Allah. And when you do that, it should, Allah knows it. Allah is aware of that, your charity, Allah is aware of your pledges, and the pledges also have to be fulfilled. One should not ignore that. And then Allah SWT says, sadaqat, charities, the acts of charities, if you do them openly, in public, so that other people see that you are giving this much money and you are helping so and so for that cause, nothing wrong. It's okay. فَنِعِمَّهِ, that means well. It's acceptable. It's not haram to do that. And especially if it is something like a public project for which you are giving, it is good to announce that, because that may encourage other people to give. So you say, I'm giving so much for this cause, and I would like to ask other people, somebody might match it, somebody might give even more than that what you have given. And so this is okay. فَنَعِمَّهِ, نَعِمَّهِ means this is good, it's well. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ, but if you conceal it, if you give it to the poor quietly, and especially when you are giving it for the poor people, for the individuals, it is better not to say in front of the people, hey, you take this much, because that is that will affect the person's dignity and honor. So give it in a quiet manner. Put it in an envelope and quietly pass it on to the person who is in need. وَتُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ. So you conceal it, as the Prophet said in one of the hadiths, give a sadaqah in such a way that his left hand did not know what his right hand has done. لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. His left hand does not know what the right hand has done. This is, of course, an expression of doing something in a quiet manner. So, وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ, and give it to the poor people, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, it is good for you. And this is the being kafara for you from your sins, from your wrongdoing. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, will make this as an expiation of your sins, of your wrongdoing. So sadaqah removes the sins. Sadaqah becomes a kafara for the sins. And one should make tawbah. And a tawbah, part of the tawbah is give some sadaqah as well. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. If somebody has done anything wrong, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive, not to do it again. And also, as part of tawbah is, give some sadaqah, some kafara. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah is aware. Allah knows well whatever you are doing. And then after mentioning that, there is another point that is mentioned, because when people accepted Islam, then they thought that they should only give their charity to the Muslims and not help their non-Muslim relatives. Because sometime when they accepted Islam, they would invite them to become to accept Islam, but they would not accept Islam, but they are still in need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laysa alayka hudahum, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Guiding the people is not your job. Your job is not to put them on the right path. Your job is not to make them Muslims, whether they like it or not. That is not what Allah requires from you. So yes, you convey your message, convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, but it is in the hand of Allah. Allah yahdi man yasha. So laysa alayka hudahum, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Even Allah said to the Prophet, so what about us? Even the Prophet, who was the best guide and the best person to communicate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he sometimes invited people and some people did not accept. He called people to Allah, some accepted and some did not accept. So it is because the Prophet was not charged. This was not his task to bring everybody to Islam. Laysa alayka hudahum. We mentioned that before that Islam does not allow coercion, compulsion. La ikraha fid din. There is no ikraha. You cannot even compel your own family members to become Muslims. So if somebody accepted Islam, but the parents are not Muslim, still the Quran says, "Sahib huma fi dunya ma'rufa." Deal with your parents. Your relationship with them should be, in the worldly matters, good relationship, and treat them well. Hadrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, that is the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. Her mother, Abu Bakr's wife, one of his wives, she did not accept Islam. And she is the mother of Asma. So after they migrated, Asma came with her father, with her parent, and migrated to Medina. This mother, was Asma's mother, and the ex-wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, she remained in Mecca. At that time, most of the people were mushrikeen. So she remained in shirk. And she came to, one time there was a famine in Mecca, and she came looking for some help, looking for some food or something like that. So she came to her daughter, Asma, and asked. And Asma invited her to Islam. And she said no. She refused to accept Islam. So she came to the Prophet and said, my mother came and she needs something, some help, but she is not willing to accept Islam. And the Prophet said, Sali ummake, help your mother. Give her something. So this is the ayah that says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Guiding is not yours. Bringing the people to the path of Islam is not your responsibility. Yes, you convey the message, مَا مَعْلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Our job is to convey the message, but we cannot. Huda here means that is you setting somebody on the right path. So setting somebody on the right path is not your responsibility. Allah can do that, but Allah does not. Allah has given a chance to the people. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah can guide whomsoever he wants. Yes, Allah would have made all the people of the earth Muslims. But Allah SWT is testing people. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ. Yes, these are people not Muslims, but actually whatever you are giving is because of your goodness of your own heart, for yourself, for your own benefit, because on the day of judgment you will receive the reward for that. وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And your spending should be for the sake of Allah. So it benefits you, and also it is for the pleasure of Allah. ibtigha'u wajhillah, seeking the face of Allah, means that you want to see that Allah smile at you and be pleased with you. So that is what it is. It makes a believer very happy to know that what I am doing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very happy with that. And inshallah, on the day of judgment, we'll see his face. That if we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, give us that another ila wajhik al-kareem, that we will be able to see your face. So ma tunfiquna illa ibtigha'a wajhillah. The non-believers, the people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not have that honor. They will not have that honor, that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at them, and they will look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with happiness, with the pleasure. And Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. So several things that have been mentioned. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. So whatever you spend, it is will bring you benefit. And whatever you spend will make Allah pleased with you. And whatever you spend, Allah will give you fully back. You will be paid in full. And full according to the measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not according to our measure. So you uffa ilaykum, everything you will receive. That's why Rasulullah said, ma naqasa malum min sadaqah. No money will decrease because of charity. Charity does not decrease the wealth. Shaitan tells you, al-faqr. But actually, it does not happen. It does not bring faqr, it brings riches. It brings blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Whatever you spend of good, it will be given to you in full. And you shall not be deprived a bit. You shall not be anything less than that. Everything good that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not decrease the reward of a person who does something good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الَّذِينَ أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَضْرِبُونَ ضَرْبًا فِي الْأَرْضِ يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم. It is for the poor who are constrained in the way of Allah, who are not able to travel in the earth. The ignorant one supposes them to be wealthy because of their self-restraint. You shall know them by their mark. They do not ask people importunately. Whatever good you spend, surely Allah knows it. So this is giving charity, but giving charity, yes, somebody come and ask you. So a sa'il is the one who is asking. So you give it to the beggars, even those who ask, those who look for that, make an application. Yes, you help them, but then there are people who do not come. وَحْشِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, because they are busy in certain other things, such as people who are working for the cause of Allah, who are involved in learning deen, seeking knowledge of religion, and they have the need for that. Some people should spend their time for that, learning their religion. So they do not have chance to go and travel in the land and do business and earn for themselves. So there are a lot of people like that. وَحْسِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they are restrained. So they are good for, they are working for other causes. And this people call, this is the mujahideen, this is the student, the people who are seeking knowledge and all of these things. So these are the people. And these are the people also, يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ وَغْنِيَا مِنَ التَّعْفُفِ, they have so self-dignity and honor that they don't ask anything, anyone. They don't even show that they are poor. Jahil, a person who does not understand. supposes that they are rich. Who may think because they are wearing clean clothes, so that maybe they must be rich. They are not rich, but they try to have, they have dignity, afaf, self-dignity, self-restraint, their own honor. So they will not ask, they will not come and beg, but they are in need. Ta'rifuhum bisimahum. You recognize them by their mark, that is, they understand from their expression of their face, their style, that they are in it, that they look like they are in need. They don't seek that. Sometimes you may see that somebody is coming and going, but not able to say that what is his need. But you realize that. So you ask, is there anything I could do for you? What is the issue? What is the problem? You look for it. You have some difficulty. Then they might say that happened. Or even if they don't say it, give it. تَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافَ. They don't go and insist to the people that must give me, you must give me. That some people are like that. Ilhaf, just like you, ilhaf. They hold you from all different directions that you give them. So these are not like that. La yasaluna nasa ilhafa. They don't ask people importunately. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. So whatever good you spend, Allah is aware of that. So but try to go and find the needy. Go out of your way to find those people who are in need, some widows, some orphans, some poor people, people have lost their jobs, or people who are sick, and they might be in need. Look for them. And in Allah bi alim, whatever you do that, Allah is aware of that. So this is another beautiful point that is mentioned about charity. Charity is not only for beggars, charity only not for those who ask for charity. Charity also understand the needs, understand, and not only individuals, but also understand your institutions. For example, nowadays, many massages, many institutions that are suffering because of this COVID-19 that has that is putting a lot of pressure upon the institutions. Not too many people come there. Services are restricted, and many people are not able to come, or they don't come. And so there are difficulties. Some of them might close. Some of them go bankrupt. Some of them might not be able to do their services. So these are the situations that are there. You should understand that. You should understand that. And then if you give that out of the goodness of your own heart, you will bring it, you bring good to yourself. Bring protection to your family for that. So وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعَلِيمٍ. Whatever good you do, it will bring, Allah is aware of that. And if Allah is aware of that, Allah will give you back. Allah will give you more, inshallah. Allah will bless you. And then we come to one ayah that is actually in the Rukur number 38. But it is related to this subject, and then also related to the subject that comes after that. So that's why it is in between. And that says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So those who in charity spend of their goods by night and by day, in secret and in public, have their reward with their Lord, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. So spending their wealth, spending their money, day and night, bil-layli wa-nahar. During the night, they go out and find out where are the people who are in need, hungry and difficulty and homeless and all of this thing, helping them. Daytime, they go and find out. And sometimes they give it very quietly, sometimes they give it openly so people know, see them. All of this, this giving is their habit. they spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spend for good causes, then Allah says, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. So because they do that, Allah will give them the reward. Their Lord will have the reward. Their ajr is with their Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them here in this world, but He will certainly give them much more in the hereafter. And they shall have no fear and no grief. As you mentioned before, that is the fear and grief, these are the things that are part of the life of this world. In this world we have fear, in this world we have sorrow, we have grief. Fear is that what may happen tomorrow. Fear is about the future. Grief is about the past. Something happened. I wish it had not happened that way. I wish I was able to control that. So this is the huzn, and all of us will go through that. That is something of fear and something of grief that happens to all human beings because we do not know the future. If you know the future, then we'll be able to control some of the things. لَوْ كُنْتُ عَلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَسْتَكْسَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءُ. Allah says to the Prophet, tell them that if I know the future, I would collect all the good things and nothing bad would have happened to me. So because we don't know, only Allah knows everything, we should understand as much as we can, but we don't have control over everything. So that's why we have fear and we have grief. But a time will come, because of the charity, because of the good deeds, Allah will remove the fear, Allah will remove the grief. And that will be the ultimate happiness, ultimate bliss, ultimate success, that you be in a situation, no fear and no grief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that here in this world, but may Allah give us in the hereafter as well. And may Allah give us much more in the hereafter. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ فَآخُرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So let us take, inshallah, a few questions related to what we studied today. Remember that there are 10 points about infaq fi sabilillah. Infaq fi sabilillah is a great reward for that. Blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it should be done in a proper manner, understanding that you don't show off, you don't brag about it, don't hurt the feeling of the poor, don't send reminder to them, and also do it with faith in Allah and in the Akhirah, and give it the good things. Sadaqat should be of the good things that you have, and also don't follow shaitan. Shaitan will tell you, don't do that, you'll become poor. So don't follow that. And give openly or secretly. That is up to you, according to your own situation. And also, you can give to even your non-Muslim relative. If they're in need, you can help them. Yes, you can help them. Zakat is limited for only for those who are Muslims. But sadaqat can be for anybody. And find out the needy people, and also giving in the path of Allah, giving charity, make it as your habit. So I have a question, inshallah, from Brother Majid. Yes, what is the question?
I don't see the question, Dr. Stiki. Oh, he's raising his hand.
Oh, raising hand. Muhammad Majid, may Allah bless him, inshallah. Any questions you have?
Omar, can you?
Brother Kaleem, mashallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's been awesome, Dr. Saab. I've been sharing in the Facebook to family, everybody to join. This is such an important hour that the Southern California should benefit, inshallah. So my question was is basically our youth who are in a better educated category, and their earnings is a lot better than their immigrants who moved here. But the trend, we need to somehow motivate and encourage them to move into this charitable projects and rise up. So I just wanted to hear some of your advice how to go about to inspire them.
Yes, I think you are right. The generation that came, even though they have many obligations at home and here, and they want to establish themselves, but alhamdulillah, they've been also very generous in helping the institutions. They gave a lot. But then the children who are growing up here, they do not seem to have that kind of commitment. Some of them do, but not most of them. So I think some of it is also upon ourselves that we should do that. When we spend, we should inform our children and we should encourage them to give from the very beginning. So people, bring your children to fundraising programs and let them take the money and give it on your behalf. Some people do that. So the children know that this is good. It makes my parent very happy and I'm very happy and Allah will be very happy. So give them this incentive, this encouragement from the early age, and also keep on talking about them, how important it is to spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they spend a lot on entertainment, they spend a lot on food and other items, but when it comes to giving for the cause of Allah, they don't do that. So it is important that we should emphasize this point to our young people. As you mentioned, that many of them, mashallah, are doing much better financially than their parents. So they should be giving more, and Allah will give them more, inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. Brother Muhammad Majid, please go ahead. Your question, please.
Oh, yeah, I think Dr. Siddiqui answered. My question was that to non-Muslim relatives, the zakat can be given. So I think he answered already that no zakat, but zakat can be given. Yeah. So, jazakallah khair. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui.
Thank you very much for being such a regular participant in this program. Barakallah.
Inshallah, I try.
I miss you. Inshallah, I'll be seeing you here.
And Dr. Siddiqui, we have a question concerning the distribution of property and wealth. What if a parent gives his son and daughter, their children, equal portions in the distribution of inheritance?
Well, I mean, in your life, you can give whomsoever you want, as much as you want, although the general recommendation is to treat them fairly. Do not show that you are having favor to one over the other, unless somebody is really in need. That will be a different case. You know, it happened that some children are doing quite well, but someone may not be doing that well because of physical issues, mental issues, jobs, and all those difficulties. So if you see somebody in need, you can do that, you can help. But when it comes to inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. And that should be according to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There you cannot make somebody receive more than others. Even the will, that means you write something special, but that is not for the waris, la wasiyata li waris. You cannot add something more for somebody who is going to inherit automatically by the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is whatever is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in your life, yes, if there is a special need, you can give. You can give someone more than others. You can do that. Although general recommendation is that you should be fair. You should be.
Thank you. Dr. Siddiqui, this idea about not having any grief and regret, what is some of the ways to overcome constantly thinking, what if, or any regrets? How can one overcome that feeling?
Yeah, that is unfortunate. What we can do, what we can make tawbah, we can make istighfar, we can do charity, And we can, of course, as much as we can, try to correct ourselves and improve ourselves. In this way, inshallah, Allah has promised that if you make tawbah and if you make amends, Allah will forgive you in the past of whatever happened in the past. So anybody has done anything wrong, of course, it is important to think about that. Reflect on your past life. We all have to do that. And we say, oh Allah, forgive me. Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhartu wa ma asrartu wa ma alant wa ma anta alamu bihi minni. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. Oh Allah, forgive me what I did in the past and what I did later and what I did secretly and what I did openly. And you are the one who bring the people forward and you bring the, or you make the people go backward. And you have power over everything. So it's a very beautiful dua. And this dua we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah it will take away the grief and the regrets that we have that. So grief and regret should be about our deen, not about dunya. A lot of people have a lot of grief and regret about dunya. Oh, why I did not invest in that kind of market and at that time, and why I did not withdraw the money at the time, the right time, and why I did this and why that. So this is kind of worries people have. But the worry should be why I did not pray on time, why I did not, I missed my fast during Ramadan, why I did not give my zakat on time, why I did not help my family members, why I did not do this, why I did not do that. Those are why I committed those sins. So you have to have regret of that, and then you say, oh Allah, forgive me. And make it up as much as you can. Make up whatever wrong you have done. You make it up for that.
I mean, thank you, Dr. Siddiqui, for this very appropriate direction. I don't see any more questions. So just a quick announcement. Next Sunday, we will continue with our Hadith class, but we will not have Tafsir. That's next Sunday, September 20th. We will not have the Tafsir class. Our Tafsir class will resume again from Sunday, September 27, inshallah. And as always, follow ISOC on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or check the weekly newsletter for all program details and updates. May Allah bless you, Dr. Siddiqui. May we join you for a closing dua.
Jazakumullahu khair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم رب زدنا علما والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم رب زدنا علما والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم رب زدنا علما والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك بفضلك عمن سواك رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء وهذا الوباء اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء ومن كل شر رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا الله.